Well, Ben Fisher, how are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. You guys have been out and about doing candidate forums for the upcoming municipal election. Talk to me about what you are hearing.
Absolutely. This is we're several years into this this forum experiment, and our format has settled into place. They've become a big part of the election cycles here. We kicked our forum season off on Monday, the 19th, with three candidates for two at-large seats on the Village of Santa Clara's Board of Trustees. They debated the various aspects of the village's attempts to secure ownership of Fort Bayard. That was a big talking point, and also some of the regulations that have come down from the village and the state in recent years.
What are candidates responding, and what kind of questions are you asking them regarding the different communities that exist in Grant County?
Well, we keep our forums very, very district or municipality focused. It was a really detailed look into. We had an incumbent candidate, so we learned a little bit about what the village has been doing so far from her, and we also had someone who offered pretty much a dissenting voice on almost every issue with the current administration. So that's been interesting.
When is the upcoming election?
Election day is March 6th. Early voting is up until March 2nd. And we have contested races in every one of the municipalities in Grant County. Tuesday night will be the Town of Silver City's District 2 Councilor Forum. Friday night will be District 4 at the Western New Mexico University, and people can find a whole schedule for all of our forums in our paper and on our website.
What's the website address?
At scdailypress.com.
Okay, let's move on to another story that you are following up on. That's the 7th Annual Natural History of the Gila Symposium.
Yeah, this has become a really comprehensive look at the Gila Basin, especially within the Gila National Forest and along the Gila River. It's all things Gila, from the panting pattern of native lizards to stream flows that might or may not affect the proposed and controversial diversion of the Gila and San Francisco rivers. So it really looks at every scientific and historical aspect of this. There's archaeology presentations as well. These are throughout the day, Wednesday and Thursday, on Western New Mexico University's campus, with some field trips in the area on Saturday as well.
Let's move on to Christine, who is following up on a couple of stories. One of the stories is very sad indeed. Christine, a historic building caught fire?
Yes, the Conway House apartment complex, and built in the late 1880s. Luckily, it wasn't seriously damaged, but the residents were forced out. The two apartments, one burned, and that's where they think the fire started. We'll actually have a follow-up story on that tomorrow. Our reporter CP Thompson was out there with the fire chief today. The residents should be able to get back in the building, the ones that are occupiable, hopefully later today or this week. We're still waiting to hear from the fire chief on that. But the building itself wasn't destroyed, and the owner, who is the mayor's wife, I'm sure plans to renovate the historic building and the apartment.
Let's talk about a gas leak at the campus of Western New Mexico University.
Yes, it was actually not on campus, but as I was covering Territorial Charter Day event downtown, a leak in a neighborhood near campus forced evacuations. That it actually was a very wide-scale leak. It was crews had gone out that morning to dig out a sewer drain. A resident on A Street had called and said that their sewer was not working properly. Well, unbeknownst to the crews, they drilled into a gas service line that had been installed in the sewer line. So it was one of those things like, how did this happen? No one could have known. It sounds like the response was quick. They found out where the leak was. It started coming up through the sewer drains, and it led to the evacuation of two buildings on the university's campus. Once they discovered where the leak was, it had spread so quickly, they did a reverse 911 call to a neighborhood in about 6 streets, and 37 homes were evacuated, plus 2 university buildings where they had a couple hundred people in the gym for youth basketball tournaments. Everybody got out quickly. They stayed away for a couple of hours for the gas to clear. Both the men's and women's basketball games at the university were delayed a couple of hours, but by 5 o'clock, everybody was able to return.
Okay, Christine, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.